Time to talk Holton Wildcat football. Justin Fluke with you, joined each week by Coach Brooks Bardas. Holton getting set for the final regular season home game against Jeff West. But looking back to last week, Coach, a loss at Hayden and really a district title marquee matchup. The final score, pretty deceiving. You end up losing 24-7, but actually outgained Hayden at 311 yards to just 242 for Hayden. And a lot of good things. It just seemed like too many times self-inflicted wounds that seemed to be kind of the biggest problem in the game Friday.
Yeah, I was really happy with the way we played on both sides of the ball. We did a pretty good job containing them, and they executed, I thought, nearly perfectly. And offensively, we looked really good most of the time. We made a couple mistakes on fumbles, and I think if you look at the statistical categories, you feel really good about the way we played until you get to the last three, which would be fumbles and penalties and then the final score. So, you know, there's a lot of positives there, and I think we finally saw the team that we had a vision that they could be, and I'm excited about that. But, you know, somehow they're a bunch of really good kids. I don't understand why we continue to make the same mistakes, but we'll continue to work on it.
Had Abbott Hundley and Kyler Jackson both go over 100 yards rushing again. And I wanted to ask you about the defense, really up front. You know, you made some changes on the offensive line, and it seemed like kind of out-physical to Hayden. It seemed like, for the most part, you were winning some battles in the trenches, and your backs had some holes and lanes to run from last week.
Yeah, I think, you know, we split our tackles, and we need to be good at offensive tackle, and I thought both guys did a really good job. And some other guys have really developed as they've gone through the season and are stepping in there and doing a good job in our interior, and we're starting to get more complete. And, you know, and I don't know that our running backs are natural running backs, but they've continued to get better and better as the season goes, and there's still things they have to do better. We got to break some second-level tackles, and we've got to be a little more consistent hitting holes. But it was, for the first time in quite a while, I felt like it was a lot of fun calling offense. We just kind of hammered the ball down the field.
No doubt. And then defensively, the other thing that was kind of maybe a worry going in was Hayden's speed or their big play ability. But, man, you didn't allow the big pass play all night and really didn't allow any big run plays either. Was that a focus and something you were happy to see with avoiding, you know, them having anything too big on offense?
Well, I thought our defensive line really made some great plays, and our defensive ends did a nice job containing their off-tackle stuff. And, you know, really our front seven did a really nice job and made it easy for the rest of them, I thought. Now, they did some things with some roll passes that we hadn't seen, and they have a receiver that's really hard to cover, and Hall Hour was a little bit hobbled, and if we can do a little better job on that, we really do a great job of containing them.
Holton this week at home against Jeff West, another district game to wrap up the regular season. We'll preview it with Coach Parda right after this timeout. We're talking to Coach Brooks Parda here on the Holton Weekly Locker Room Chat on KNZA, and this week's home game against Jeff West, senior night as well. And Coach, I know you want to kind of get momentum back after the tough loss last week. How's the team responded, and what's kind of been the message here going into the Jeff West game?
Well, I think they've done a good job. We have good senior leadership. And to be honest, I don't know that we had any loss of momentum. I think we gained some momentum back after really a poor outing against Rossville. And I think they see now the quality of team that they can be. And I think they're searching hard to be that team. So we'll just continue to work on the little things and improve.
You mentioned Rossville. Is that a comparison to Jeff West in terms just of the look that you're going to get and what you're going to have to defend and seeing some passes again expected here in this game?
Oh, I think a little different, really. And, you know, Rossville had a really good offense and really moved the ball around. Jeff West has struggled offensively a little bit, but there are some similarities, but Rossville has, you know, just kind of a unique package in their spread game. And we really want to work on spread defense. We think we're going to see that for the next 3 or 4 weeks as we continue through the playoffs, if we can continue to win. So Jeff West is a really good game for us with the look that they give us.
What are some keys internally? I know you mentioned the penalties and taking care of the football. I know you've probably preached that till you're blue in the face every single day, but are there anything else internal that you feel like you have a chance to work on here this week to kind of prepare this team to make a postseason run?
Well, you got to continue to get more efficient against different defensive looks, and we're going to see them all. And, you know, defensively, we've got to continue to work against the spread package. Our secondary came in not very experienced, and we continue to improve, but we're not getting enough picks. We're not knocking down enough balls. We're not getting enough sacks. So we really got to do some things maybe a little differently or a little more aggressively on defense.
final thought, Coach. I wanted to give you a chance to speak about the senior class. We've talked about him a little bit, one of the smallest senior classes that you've had in a long time. But, man, one thing about him, it seems like every one of these seniors has been kind of banged up or a bit injured or had to battle through some things. You mentioned Eli last week, and you look at all these seniors, and they've all had to kind of battle. What is it that maybe you'll remember most about them or that you're most proud of with this group that you've had this year?
Well, they've just been a lot of fun. They listen. They try to do what you ask them to do. I think we've had to grow in our confidence, and I think we're starting to do that. And they accept the younger players and the younger people. They show great leadership, and it's, you know, as a team, it's been a really enjoyable year to work with them. We don't have any selfishness or, you know, the things that can cause problems. It's just a matter kind of sometimes to put a battery in them and help them find the next level, and I think we're starting to do that.
Holton 3-4 on the season, but trying to even that record and finish 3-1 as the runner-up in district here tonight against Jeff West. Coach, best of luck in the ball game, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Holton head coach Brooks Barton, the weekly Wildcat Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Community Healthcare System, by the Farmers State Bank in Holton, and by Boomer Steakhouse.